This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and we can now be heard on TuneIn Radio as well for your convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mark Sinatra, CEO at Staff One, an ESAC accredited CEO offering HR consulting, premium employees benefits, workers' compensation, and risk management, compliance management, and payroll and tax administration. Mark, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, great to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. So for starters, tell us more about Staff One and what a PEO does.
Sure. So Staff One, as you mentioned, is a ESAC accredited PEO. PEO stands for Professional Employer Organization. And what that means is we work with our clients to provide them with the entire scope and suite of services that an in-house HR department would provide, but we provide that on an outsource basis. So my company, specifically, we process and administer payroll taxes. We design and administer employee benefit programs. We provide HR consulting and compliance services, and we also provide workers' comp and workplace safety support. And we do that from our corporate office, but we also go on site to our clients, and we have a technology platform as well that supports our service needs.
And what are a few unique benefits that employees can ask their employers about?
Well, you know, that's a great question because, you know, this time of year, a lot of employers are thinking about, okay, well, what's going to be their budget for 2016 and what can we do to retain and attract top talent and how do we use benefits to do that? A couple of things to think about that I would call them unique or non-traditional. You know, one idea is to implement a holiday savings program and with a company match where the employee can put aside a certain number of dollars, you know, each paycheck, and the company will essentially match that. And so, you know, at the end of the year, right around Thanksgiving time, you know, the employee will receive their savings plus whatever the company matched. And we found that not only actually for ourselves, but for clients to be a fairly cost-effective way that to provide a, you know, a nice benefit to employees. You know, another thing to think about is an FSA, a flexible spending account, you know, with the increase in out-of-pocket costs for health insurance that most folks are experiencing. And FSA is a great way for employees to basically save on the tax amount for any out-of-pocket cost. So if you have to pay a copay or prescription, you can use your FSA card and basically you will, as the employee, will save on the tax difference of whatever that is, and you know that can amount to quite a bit of savings over the year. I'm trying to remember here for the FSA for 2016, I think they're still waiting to release actually what that's going to be. But you know we've heard of folks saving several hundred dollars just through providing an FSA program. So those are just two ideas that I wanted to mention that, frankly, cost very little money that employers and employees can both benefit from.
So how are PEOs helpful to employers and employees when offering benefits?
Well, as you can imagine, benefits and specifically, health insurance, and that's across the board, medical, dental, life, vision, and disability. It's an extremely complicated landscape for an employer to navigate to understand, what's the best option, and then, to communicate that in terms that employees can understand. And then you have all the back-end administration of, paying the bills, reconciling the invoices to actual enrollment, administering COBRA, you know, answering questions, and so you know, it's a lot to that answer, but if I had to kind of break it down, I mean, first it's really the high level architecture of what the benefit strategy should be for that employer. You know, is an area where a PEO is most definitely helpful, and then it's all on the administration side of ensuring that, like I said before, you know, the bills are paid on time and that you know, the administrative requirements are properly being fulfilled, such as COBRA notifications, things of that nature. And then lastly, you know, if there's ever a situation where, say, an employee, we just had this the other day, we had a client employee that was at a provider doctor's office. Doctor's office wasn't accepting the card for that employee for whatever reason, and the employee called us. We were able to get on the phone with a doctor's office and ensure that they still saw that patient, and we were able to get that situation resolved, fixed on a real-time basis. And that right there, it's hard to put a dollar tag on that, but you know, that's certainly one of those benefits that our clients have found to be extremely, extremely you know, beneficial to them.
I would certainly agree there. You can't put a dollar price on that. Today we are speaking with Mark Sinatra, CEO at Staff One, an ESAC-accredited PEO offering HR consulting, premium employee benefits, workers' compensation and risk management, compliance management, and payroll and tax administration here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mark, what are some specific value drivers that a PEO offers to a healthcare company?
Sure. You know, another good question. You know, what we have found is, you know, healthcare companies, and that's, you know, if you're on the you know, the dental side, if you've got a dental practice, a specialty surgery center, more of a general practitioner, they all share a lot of the same challenges. One of which is ensuring that the office staff is solely focused on managing patients, you know, booking appointments, providing excellent customer service there, and also revenue cycle management, you know, collecting, dealing with the payers, dealing with private payers as well. So every second has got to be spent on those activities. So the most important thing is that the PEO can essentially allow that healthcare provider to offload all of the administrative duties that come with managing the HR function. And so it saves that organization a significant amount of time that they're able to reinvest in driving revenue and driving more patients and providing superior service to those patients. So that would be the first one. I mean, I think secondly, when we have a lot of healthcare clients who have multiple locations. And so, you know, as you start to have, you know, more than one location, you know, managing the HR employer function tends to get, you know, pretty complicated. You know, you've got to ensure you've got consistency across locations. You've got different reporting needs to track, you know, employee hours and things of that nature across those locations. And so a PEO is a really good centralized turnkey tool to ensure consistency of HR practices, you know, across multiple locations. Another one, one that's commonly overlooked is workplace safety and having a really customized safety handbook and training, particularly in the area of bloodborne pathogen training, that you know, we've been able to implement to our clients, and you know, it's really, really paid off in spades. I remember we had one new client that started in 2014, and the workers' comp claims, you know, decreased 50% after a 6-month period of working with them. So those are three right there that I just immediately thought of that are really specific to the healthcare industry.
Certainly helpful information in all regards. Lastly, what year-end tips do you have for healthcare management personnel or business owners as applies?
Yeah, just, you know, as we start to go into the end of the year, it's always good to, you know, review your employer handbook and job descriptions to ensure that they're up to date with policies, but also any state or federal laws that may have changed, over the last year. So, we advise and owners to either if they're using a PEO to have the PEO do that, or to find some other solution for that. Secondly, it's a good idea to start preparing for the potentially new overtime exemption law that will likely be in effect for next year. We haven't talked much about this on this interview, but in short, it's going to increase the salary threshold at which employees will be classified, be able to be classified as hourly workers versus salary workers. Right now, I think it's around 23,000, and it's likely going to increase to just over 50,000. So we're advising, our clients, and we're helping our clients go through compensation audits and reviews to identify, well, which employees are going to need to either have, change their status from salary to hourly, or maybe they'll get a salary adjustment to over the $50,000 threshold mark, and to quantify that cost so that, the business owners can flow that through their 2016 budget. Those are two things right there that that I believe are very critical as we start to close the year out here.
Yeah, hard to believe we're already coming to the end of another calendar year. It certainly has been good to have had you, Mark, to share this very important information with us today. Where can listeners get more information on Staff One, and how can they be in touch?
Well, appreciate that. Our website is a great resource for information, and that's www.staffone, and that's staffone.com. And, of course, you can always give us a call here at headquarters. I'll give you our local number. That's 214-461-1140. And you can always shoot me an email personally at mark@staffone.com.
Easy enough. Thanks for all of that, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mark Sinatra, CEO at Staff One, an ESAC-accredited PEO offering HR consulting, premium employee benefits, workers' compensation, risk management, compliance management, payroll, and tax administration. And once again, the website of reference. And for more information, it's staffone.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.